Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here with a Hall of Famer, running back Terrell Davis, now with the NFL Network.
Yeah.
And Terrell, what we love about you most in Philadelphia, that unlike most analysts, unlike most media, we got to get the graphic from before the NFC Championship game when everyone's making their picks. Eagles, Vikings.
You guys got that already?
Shady McCoy, former Eagle, of course, is going to roll with the Birds.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
TD.
Yeah,
he went in that way as well.
It was just Shady and I, man. We were there among all the other people who said that you guys couldn't win. And I looked at the game, and I picked you guys the week before that as well.
Against the Falcons, right?
Yep, I picked you guys against the Falcons. And I just saw the game plan out where I just thought the defense was just playing at an exceptional level. You know, and in the playoffs, man, when you got good defense and you got good offensive line play, to me were the two deciding factors in the game. And I thought Philly won those the check marks in both those categories.
TD, let's talk about the offensive line for a second. What makes the Eagles unit so special? Because they lost a Hall of Famer in Jason Peters, but still, like you said, they're playing their best ball going into the biggest game of the season.
Yeah, V's been okay. He's been great, but I think when you look at them as a unit, and that's how you have to look at offensive line as a unit. You know, they always say that you're only as strong as your weakest link there, but they played collectively pretty darn good. You know, they haven't given up a lot of sacks. The last game, there was some pressures that Nick sort of made up for, right? He was getting draped on.
Climbed the pocket, held on the football.
He kept his eyes down the field, made some throws there. But the right side is pretty good. Lane Johnson, I think they found that right side of their offensive line is pretty darn good. They can run a power game when they want to. You know, they obviously run a little bit of the sort of finesse game, getting the backs out of the backfield. But they're good enough to where they're not allowing people to wreak havoc in the backfield, and they're giving some space when it's time to run the ball, which you want. You want some lanes open up for running backs, and they've done a pretty good job of that.
So, Terrell, when you were powering the Broncos offense on the way to two Super Bowl victories, you were the bell cow. You were the guy in the backfield helping John Elway out. What's it like watching this Eagles backfield where you have Jay Ajayi coming in, you have LeGarrette Blount coming in as well, Corey Clement, the rookie out of the backfield, Kenyon Barner can spell if need be, that there's so many guys involved in this versatile attack?
That's just the way it is nowadays, right? That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You're going to touch it. Pretty nice there, right? Okay, all right.
You are in this one. That's the thing. So,
you know what? And I'm wearing it proud. Jacket, I'm wearing it proud.
As you should be.
But it is the way they're running the systems now. You look at the Patriots, they all have six running backs in the backfield. I'm okay with it. It's not a slight to running backs.
Certainly.
What it does, it grabs a running back's strength. And if that running back is good at pass protection, he'll be in there. If he's good at catching the ball out of the backfield, he'll be in there. If he's good at running the ball, he'll be in there. And they're using those things in different formations and personnel and devising a game plan for them. I would find it hard if I was playing today, because I know how I am. I'm a rhythm guy. My runs, if you gave me 10 runs in a game, I can't say I'm going to do a whole lot in 10 runs. And the reason is I like to set things up when the game matters, like third, fourth quarter, when I know I've already had a chance to set something up for later.
Okay.
So the first quarter, I'm just setting things up. You know, maybe I can bounce it, but I'm going to take it inside because I want to show you I'm going to hit this thing in the middle. So later on, when you think I'm going in the middle, which is carry 15, 16, or 17, then I get a chance to bounce it when everybody's tired. They don't think I'm a bouncer. So there's little games that I would try to play when I knew I was getting the ball 25 times. And if you get it 10 times, you're less likely to try to go. If it's 3-yard run, you're going to try to get 10 yards because you know your carries are limited.
You got to make the most out of the opportunity.
Yeah, so I don't want my backs thinking like that. I want my backs going in and saying, all right, if it's a 3-yard run, give me 3 yards. You know, if you can get more, go for it. But don't pass up a 3 trying to get 10. I was talking to Shady McCoy. He said his thing this year was to try to have no negative runs, and we talked about it. He said
he just tried to be a home run hitter all the time.
Just that he said, TD, I was passing up those 3-yard runs, trying to get the big hitters. That's what a lot of backs do when they don't have, you know, multiple carries, when they only getting 5-10 carries a game.
So, Terrell, let me ask you this. You've won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
What's the challenge going into that first one? A lot of these guys are experiencing it for the first time. Doug Peterson is just in his second year as a head coach.
Yeah.
So what are some of the obstacles that teams have to overcome learning this for the first time?
It's, you know, it's all new. And it's just like if you were to do something that you haven't done before, sometimes you take a little longer to do it because you're not used to it. Let me see. For example, shaving, right? Like I shaved for the first time like in a month ago. And the first time I shaved, I was cutting myself all over the place. So I was butchering my face up. Like, I'm still butchering my chin up. But now I'm real good at shaving.
Smooth.
Because I've been there before. I've done that before. That's it. Some things are going to come a little less easier to you than you used to in a work week. This is unique. All this media stuff here. All the people are here. All the things you have to do before a game, normally you're not required to do in a normal work week, right? Or a week, right? So this is weird. You have to remind yourself one thing. Once the game starts, though, it is familiar. It's a game. As much as your heart going to start pounding, you're going to be like, wow, this is huge. And your mind tells you that it's a big game, so you better bring more to the table. But just don't try to do too much. Do what you've always done to get here.
Terrell, last question. I'm not going to make you give a prediction. You know, I'd love to see you roll with us for one more game. But
I pitched you guys against the Broncos, too, by the way.
Way back when? Against the Broncos?
Against the Broncos. I was there. I was there in Philly when you guys played the Broncos.
Well, you knew Denver just wasn't that good at that point. That might have been the case. You could see the writing on the wall.
I said Philly in this one.
So what do the Eagles have to do to win?
Obviously, defensively, I think if they can keep the Patriots, you know, high teens, low 20s. Offensively, though, I think they have to stay aggressive, man. Don't back up. Don't ease up off the pedal. We saw Nick and sling that thing, man. They've got to go into the game just being who they are, and don't play conservative football against this team. If those two things happen, I think they got a great chance of winning.
And I'm not gonna, again, I won't put you on the spot, but hopefully when you're doing
my picks come out on Saturday, the day before the game. But I would say right now, I'm not gonna, you know, I love you, Philly, but right now.
Tease. They'll just leave it as a tease. Okay. Leave it as a tease for the weekend. So, again, NFL Network providing 8.5 hours of preview and coverage. You got a long, long week ahead of you, but we greatly appreciate the time here. As we continue our coverage from Radio Row here at Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.